Hi there. The word for you today is, give God his tithe. In Malachi 3 verse 10 we read, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse. When you honor the Lord in your business, he promises to bless your business. Stop and imagine the advantage you'd have in the marketplace with God as your partner. And it can be that way. Many famous Christian business people throughout history were faithful tithers, including Henry John Heinz of Heinz 57 Varieties and William Colgate, the toothpaste magnet. Indeed, some of these people were so blessed that before their lives were over, they gave God 90% of their income and lived on the other 10%. Here's what God says in the Bible. Malachi 3:10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. All the nations will call you blessed. In other words, people around you will see the blessing of God upon your life. When you demonstrate that God's business means more to you than your own business, God will prosper you. And he invites you to test him in this. Let me ask you, how long have you known that you should tithe, wanted to tithe, said you were going to tithe, and yet you've never gotten around to doing it? Start now, and start with what you have. What you can do now is the only influence you have over your future. John D. Rockefeller is reputed to have made the following statement concerning his habit of tithing, and I quote, I never would have been able to tithe the first $1 million I made if I hadn't tithed my first salary, which was $1.50 per week. Whoa. Tithing demonstrates that you've conquered self-interest and you've conquered the fear of lack. It's a demonstration of faith, and God always rewards faith. Okay? That's the word for you today.